The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Lena Thiel and Sebastian Bowman, who are both creative directors and authors from Myriad.Earth, which is creating immersive experiences to show the complexity of animal behavior and how global animal pathways have been influenced by changes to our environment. And Lena and Sebastian, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And if you don't mind, let's start at a high level. And can you tell us about the vision behind the Myriad project, how it came about? It's certainly very interesting and it caught our attention. And we'll go with Lena on this one.
Well, the project actually came along, I think, from two directions mainly. So we had the production company, Film Tank, who was working on the story of the bald ibis, a bird that you will also meet in one of our many formats of the project, and about the work of the Science Institute, the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior, and their project Icarus. It's a, I try to put it right, it's International Cooperation of Animal Behavior Using Space. So they actually put a satellite on the ISS in space and developed very small trackers to track migrating animals on Earth. And at the same time, Sebastian and I, with our company, we were working on ideas, on projects at the intersection of art, science, and storytelling, and how to address actually the big challenges that we have at the moment, like climate change and the massive loss in biodiversity. So those two angles actually met, and we were looking into what animal migration can tell us about our shared planet. And that's where Myriad actually was born, a project about animal migration in the Anthropocene. So in the project, we're telling the stories about migrating animals and their long journeys and the human influence that they face while migrating across the Earth.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting, and I'd never really learned about this or heard much about this, is that you're really visualizing these animal movements on a massive, and the way you all describe it on your website, which I think is beautiful, yet intuitive scale that can help us understand the interconnectedness of our world and restore a sense of wonder to the world around us. That is really cool. I would love to hear more about, I guess, just visualizing these animal movements and why it's so important. You know, go a little bit deeper, and perhaps we'll start with Lena again on that one.
Yeah, thanks for the question. I think that's also something that we discovered when we dug deeper into the topic, and we were quite amazed what stories these animals have and what long journeys they're actually taking and what they can tell us about the interconnectedness of our world. Because what animals do when they're migrating the world, they are moving from one ecological system to another. And in each of those ecological systems, they play a certain role. So one change in one of the system, most of the time caused by human influence, may well have an additional change in the upcoming system. So meaning that while those animals migrate on a global scale across the Earth, you can really see how the human influence is not affecting only on a local basis, but on a global scale. And this is something that was very, very interesting for us. And the second thing, I think, where we have the luxury to work with the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior, that we can work with the so-called Move Bank. So this is the databases where they're putting in the data of migrating animals also on a global scale. Maybe, Sebastian, if you want to, you can also add a little bit on the Move Bank if that's interesting, because that's the databases for the whole project.
Yeah, thanks, Lena. So the Move Bank is, yeah, let's say it's the biggest database collecting animal migratory data. And they're collecting it for quite a long time already. But the new and interesting thing is that they use these really tiny trackers, starting with 5 grams, to be practically to be able to be attached on butterflies and to stop with the whales. So the size doesn't matter. And then they do track these animals worldwide now, and they can do it in a really short time interval because they have the antenna on the ISS, which receives the data and puts it back to Earth in a really short amount of time. So they can get out a lot of it in a very short amount of time in a really, really large scale, which is quite interesting.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, really neat stuff there. And I understand there's some different media formats for experiencing Myriad, and would love to hear more about that. And perhaps we'll stick with Sebastian on that one.
Yeah, but before I go into that, I would like to add the artistic concept, which plays quite a big role in it, which is about the carbon principle. So we were looking about this element which connects all life on Earth, which is carbon, and is also the central element of our visual language in the whole project. So what we did is we merged analog charcoal drawings with digital animated carbon particles and formed landscapes and organisms that ultimately fall apart again. And we tried to show this ongoing cycle of life and death of carbon, which is the basic element of all life on Earth. And we show this world in a constant flux, and we created this artistic space with it for imagination and emotion, which was for us a really, really important part of it.
I can jump in if you want to and talk a little bit based on that, on the formats now, because I think that based on the carbon and the topic that we just introduced, Myriad is a cross-media project and is actually a story world. So carbon is actually also the connecting element of all different media formats, in addition, of course, to our topic, animal migration in the Anthropocene. So as I said, it's a cross-media project. So we have different formats. In the heart of it, we have an immersive installation where the core and the heart of the installation will be a huge sphere where we can display the global scale of animal migration. And we will have different carbon blocks on the outside where we will display the different topics of the Anthropocene and the influence that the human has on animal migration. And in that installation, we will also add the different media formats that will also be attached, which is our quite poetic VR experience, telling the story of three migrating animals, the bald ibis, the Arctic fox, and the green sea turtle. And we have a 360 documentary that is more on the science side of the project that tells the story of the science project, which is the reintroduction of the bald ibis in the German-Italian Alps. And we have a TV documentary, which is a primetime TV documentary, mainly focusing on the work of the Max Planck Institute and the work of the scientists Martin Wichelski. We also aim for mobile VR, which is a Quest version, which has a more playful approach to it. And at the moment, we are also thinking of a full dome experience, which is in concept stage at the moment, and a podcast addressing younger audience and going more into activation. Yeah, so you can see it's a project with lots of different angles aiming at different audiences, but still connected by the principle of carbon and the whole topic of animal migration in the Anthropocene.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, a lot of great things going on there in a lot of different formats. That's really fascinating stuff right there. And also, your website is myriad.earth. You all are .earth domain users, which is awesome. And why did you all choose .earth? And we'll go with Sebastian on that.
Well, the thing is, we thought this topic is a global matter. So we were looking for a domain which represents that global scale. And there is no boundaries, no borders that exist. So this is also a global issue. And it should affect and concern everybody. That's why we chose it, basically.
That's great. Appreciate that feedback there. For our last question, this will be an open question to both of you, is what does the future hold for Myriad? I know you have a lot going on now. It seems like a rather large project, various different media formats. What's, the long-term future vision? And I'll just let either one of you jump in and start.
Well, maybe I jump in first and let Lena resume then. Well, first of all, future holds a lot of work for us, for sure. And we are in the middle of it. So we are working in this project since 3 years now. And I think there are about 2 more years to come working on this immersive installation at the moment, and also having a lot of festivals with our VR experience. And it's a lot of traveling. It's a lot of working, concepting and writing stories about for the immersive installation. Lena, something to add?
I think, when we discussed what the future may bring, I think the initial thing was a lot of work, as Sebastian said. But I think there's also the wish that this project, I think that's especially from our side, from the creative side, that project is actually really going to reach out to different audiences and make them hopefully a little bit more sensitive towards the beauty of our Earth, the fascination, but also regarding the role of us humans in the system Earth. So this is, I think, what we also hope for that project is going to achieve. And as Sebastian just said, next step will be immersive installation in negotiations with different museums now. So we hope to be out with that latest at the end of next year, latest in 2023. And the quest format and the full dome and, of course, the TV documentary. So there's a lot of things going on in parallel at the moment. Yeah, but we're looking for a quite exciting future with the project.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Lena Thiel and Sebastian Bowman, who are both creative directors and authors from Myriad.Earth, which is creating immersive experiences to show the complexity of animal behavior and how global animal pathways have been influenced by changes to our environment. And Lena and Sebastian, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot for having us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.